We are very blessed, and we are very blessed because the God we serve is more than adequate for our needs. The God we serve is more than able to take care of us in the absolute minutiae of our daily lives. Words used to describe our Creator are words like omnipotent, meaning all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and truly He is that. And if we can convince ourselves and grasp by faith the extent of His omnipotence and His omniscience, what peace of mind we might have in our daily lives, realizing that every aspect of daily life is certainly under divine control. There is no happenstance in the life of the Christian. It is under the command of their Heavenly Father, their great Creator. We refer to Him as the High and Lofty One. We will read that scripture shortly. This is about His omniscience. One of the limiting factors about our belief in God is that we are human. And a human tendency is to want to make God in their image rather than being made in the image of God. A very interesting scripture along these lines is in Psalm 50, beginning with verse 21 and reading through verse 23. Because I, God, have been silent, you thought that I was one like yourself. But now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. Mark this then, you who forget God, lest I tear you, and there be none to deliver. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God. So our ability to understand God and His salvation is somewhat related to the way we order our lives. And we order our lives according to our perceptions. And I think our perception of God is a tremendous guiding force in our Christian life. I'd like to read this from 2 Samuel 22 about perception. To the merciful, you show yourself to be merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you show yourself to be pure. With the crooked, you make yourself seem tortuous. You save a humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. To the humble, to the merciful, to the pure, He shows Himself being pure. And this illustrates the principle we find in the New Testament. Blessed are the pure in heart, for, fill in the blank, quick, help me, I've only got 10 minutes. Because they shall see God. And they can see God because they are pure in heart. So heart purity is such an essential need for us to fully understand God. You know, there's a very practical application of that principle in the Gospels. Two places, Matthew 25 and Luke 19. You remember these parables very well. In Matthew 25, the parable of the talents, there's the one servant who took his talent and hid it. And when the time of reckoning come, the one who also had received the one talent came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, and reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed, and I was afraid. And I went away and I hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap and where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank and I would have received interest on my arrival. Now, it used to trouble me when I read that because I said, how in the world can it say in the Bible that God is a hard man, that He reaps where He didn't sow and He gathers where He didn't scatter any seed? He seems so unreasonable. Well, it's not that He's unreasonable. I think if we read the parallel to this in Luke, it sheds more light on it. In the parable of the pound, Luke 19, verse 20, another came, saying, Master, here is your pound, which I kept put away in a handkerchief, because I was afraid of you, because you're an exacting man. You take up what you didn't lay down, and you reap what you didn't sow. And he said to him, by your words, I'll judge you. In other words, okay, you perceived that I was this way. This is your expectation of me. This is the way that I will deal with you then. It's all about that perception. And it was very good of the Lord to deal with him in that way, because it's kind of like, the best cure for his misperception. So it is our perception of God that has such an impact on our ability to serve and our desire to serve and our relationship with him. Because I kept my silence, you thought I was one like unto yourself. He is a great and lofty God. The more we consider the scriptures, the more we consider the universe, the more we consider the miracle of our own spiritual lives, the more we realize how omnipotent and omniscient our Creator is. You know, it's almost easy for us as human beings to think of God. Yes, I'm thinking of God. Well, tell me about God. Well, he's like us, except he's 12 feet tall. God is not just a bigger form of a human being. He is so high and so lofty. His thoughts are beyond our thoughts, and his ways are beyond our ways. Isaiah 57 tells us this, thus saith the high and the lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite. But in verse 17, those who were iniquitous and covetous, he was angry with them, and he smote them. He says, I hid myself, and he was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his own heart. But I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. One of the most amazing descriptions of the Father's relationship with us is Psalm 139. I encourage you all to read that, to study that, and to gather fully the implications of it. There the psalmist is saying such things as, Lord, you understand my thoughts from afar. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and you're intimately acquainted with all my ways. What, even before there's a word on my tongue, behold, Lord, you know it. You have enclosed me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain it. The Lord understands us profoundly and deeply. And I'm looking at my timer. I've kind of lost the battle here. But not. You get the point. The scriptures tell us of the incredible wisdom, power and knowledge of our omniscient God. Our God can see the future as naturally as we see the past and the present. We must remember that where did time come from? He created it. Is he the slave of what he has created? Absolutely not. He operates in such a high and lofty way. How blessed we are that he comes to dwell with us, the humble who have a